Hello, and thanks for joining us again at Once When I Was Cool, a podcast that occurs infrequently about the frustrations and the things we enjoyed, the things we loved when we were younger, the things that have passed us by, the things that just aren't as good as, well, the things that probably were gooder than they are today. I don't know.
Gooder.
I've lost that. Gooder, that's the word, mate. Anyway, my name's Dave, and with me is...
It's Wee Man. Hey, Dave, how you going? That was that was a great intro today.
It's not my best, good to be back. Yep, good.
It's not your worst either.
No, that's exactly right. That's what I was going to say. It's not my best, but it's not my worst, but it's probably going to be the worst one that makes it to the final cut.
Correct. It's good to chat to you again. And again, we're doing this across the airwaves as we have been, you at one end of Australia and me down at the other. So,
We're recording on a Saturday night midwinter because Saturday is, not the same as it used to be when we were younger.
No, Saturday nights out and about when we were younger, I couldn't do it.
It just makes my wallet hurt now just thinking about it.
I'm already getting a hangover thinking about it.
Yeah. And hangovers hurt these days as well. They go on for days.
Two to three days to get over.
Yeah. So, sorry, you were going to say for this episode, mate?
I was just going to say for this episode, we're sort of coming after you've done a couple of, you've done your spooky stories. So.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, your spooky stories, spooky hospital story.
Yeah, we've had a big increase in numbers there. Thanks for everyone who's picked up and everyone who's joined. And thanks again to everyone who's stuck with us through all this time. We're coming up on 4 years, or just over 4 years now. We've been going for...
That long?
Yeah,
holy that moly. Long.
Mm.
That's awesome.
Anyway, this episode, mate.
Yes, this episode. This episode. It's about...
What? Is it up to me to do it?
Yeah, of course it is. You know how this plays out.
All right. Well, I was sitting around today watching television, as I often do these days, is in my semi-retirement. Well, my retirement's on weekends. And I was looking back through our back catalogue and remember we did an episode of actors from the 80s. And so I thought, well, let's flip it around. And this time we might do We Once When I Was Cool. We had actresses in the 80s who were really famous and went into the 90s as well, and actresses that, you know, may or may not still be around. Some, unfortunately, have died since, and others just have sort of gone into obscurity. We're currently in the midst of the actors' strike in the US at the moment, so there's not much chance of movies or television being made at the moment, so it's probably a good opportunity to talk about them.
Well, yeah. Yeah, there was some great male and female actresses during the 80s, and a lot of them were, I think, as you said, went into the 90s, and then, as you said, sort of trailed off. There's an occasional one or two that come through. There's a couple that you see in some popular movies that are around these days, and to me, you're looking at them, and they were, if you have a look at the pictures from back when we were young, down back in the 80s, they still look pretty good, but totally different.
Well, as they do, as time catches up with everyone, mate.
Mate, I still look as pristine as I do back in the day.
Yeah.
Come on.
don't like you so much since you shaved your beard, mate. I don't enjoy it at all.
It's all right. It'll grow back. Don't you worry about that.
Yeah, it looks pretty clean shave there. Anyway, so tell me, mate, who is the first one that comes to your mind when we talk about actresses of the 80s?
Well, I think it goes back to some of my favourite movies as well, so as it does with the male actors. But I'd have to say Jennifer Connelly was one that comes to my mind. And like I said, she was in Labyrinth back in the day, and absolutely, I thought she was drop dead gorgeous. Still do. She was in Maverick, Top Gun Maverick as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. So, and to me, absolutely stood the test of time. She's still as gorgeous now as what she was back then.
All right. There
and
you go.
I mean, this is where the difference, I suppose, between our actors and actresses are when we were talking about it. We had the, the action hero actors when we were talking about them. To me, the female actresses, although very good actresses, but to me it was also about the appeal. So, and the physical appeal.
Yep. Fair enough. Fair
What
enough.
about you, mate?
I guess looking back, probably one of the more archetypal ones that I see would probably be Michelle Pfeiffer. In
Correct.
lots of different things, particularly in Batman where she was Catwoman.
Yep.
Back with if it was Michael Keaton's Batman. That she was
Yeah,
in
I
that,
believe so.
and she did quite a range of films, and she was, one of the ones that you always thought was fairly good looking sort.
Oh, she certainly was, and you thought it was coming
Yeah.
out, didn't you?
Yep.
Yeah,
Yep.
she certainly was, and she did do quite a lot of the big hit movies back there as well.
Yep.
And looking alongside with her, even the Winona Ryders back, again, very done a lot of those blockbustery movies, and I want to call them sort of teen young adult movies. So, like Edward Scissorhands and the likes of that. But now for the younger people that may or may not listen to us, which I would say may not, in Stranger Things, which is she's in that as well.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
No, I'm talking about Winona Ryder.
Oh yeah, right. Sorry. I wondered how we
Jeez, mate. You guys, you're having a stroke there or
Well,
something,
you
mate?
sort of mentioned her as Winona Ryder's being part of something with Michelle Pfeiffer, and then I thought you were still talking about Michelle Pfeiffer, but we
No,
moved on.
I moved on.
Oh,
I moved on.
I thought Shelley Fife deserved a little bit more attention than that, but that's okay. We'll
Oh,
move on.
look, certainly does.
Yeah.
I just it's all about me
Yeah,
sometimes.
there you go. Well, I
There you
guess
go.
the next one I wanted to talk about was one who seemed to be everywhere in every movie, could do no wrong, and then you turn around and she's, I don't know, haven't seen her for years, and that's Elizabeth Shue.
Oh yes,
You know?
and she was also little screen as well as big screen.
Well, she turned up in some pretty big films. She was in Cocktail and the second and third Back to the Future. She wasn't in the first two, the first one, but she was in the second and third, and then sort of, turned up in a couple other different things here and there, and sort of moved in and out. But interestingly enough, she did make a return in The Boys. Did you ever see The Boys? What was
No,
it on?
no. One of the streamings, isn't it?
Yeah, one of the streaming ones. It's like one of the comic book takeoff sorts of ones. Man, you would love it. You would love The Boys. Anyway, she's in it as a relatively unsavory character in that. She's still a pretty good actress, but yeah, don't see her in m as much anymore.
No, and I think also with Elizabeth Shue, she also went into a lot of the daytime movie scene as well,
Oh yeah, because your wife
So
records them, doesn't she?
she certainly
Does
does,
she still do that?
and yeah, she does, which is I'd like to say unfortunate, but then I watch anything on TV, as you know, so that's why
Yeah.
I
Okay.
know. So I don't
All right.
mind a midday movie. I've watched some good ones of late.
Yeah. Yeah. Good.
And some, yeah, all right, go.
I don't didn't want to know about which they were because I wasn't going to watch them. So there also seemed to be a bit of a run on through the 80s where we had the supermodels who used to come and try and act in a few different things as well. And Elle Macpherson turned up in a few different TV shows, and I think did she do movies or was it mainly all?
More TV shows, but Bo Derek did the same.
Well, the one I was thinking of was Kathy Ireland. Do you remember Kathy Ireland? Oh
Yes.
man, she was something else.
Yes, she was. There's Morgan Fairchild. Now, was she just a, she was also a model? No. Or just actress?
Don't know. I don't know enough about
No.
her.
No, fair.
Cindy Crawford's another one that turned up in the odd
Yep.
role here and there. And
Yep.
then you had Yasmin Bleeth, who was in What was she in? Baywatch. In
Yeah.
Baywatch, she was another one of the Baywatch sort of gals that came through there. So yeah, there was quite a few of the supermodels that came through at one point in time.
Yes. You don't sort of see that now, I suppose. What would you gauge it by? Is it
Well, do you have supermodels anymore? Because it's a different sort of genre and everything sort of changed a fair bit.
everyone's a model these days, mate. Even you and I. You can't,
Discontinued model.
it doesn't matter. It's my we're models, but these days you cannot say who is and who isn't. So everyone is. But we won't get into that. won't get into that tirade of things.
Yep. Yes.
But yeah. So I think back in the day, the models were, the classic sort of, Miss University type models, Sports Illustrated, all of that sort of thing. So
Yes, that's right.
I don't see models these days. I don't read any of that stuff or look at it. So.
Naomi Campbell was another one. But these
Yes, definitely.
supermodels at the time were, they were huge. They were big news, big celebrity.
Yeah.
Kate Moss, you knew
Yeah.
about all these ones, and now I'm just sort of dragging random names up because I really don't remember that much. But yes, you used to have them, and they would turn up, and they would be an instant money grabber. It was instant attention grabber if they turned up in any sort of movie or TV show or anything like that.
I suppose because things were different back there, that we relied on mainstream media, so magazines, television, radio, newspapers, and that's the only access you had to these people. Now, you've got every device you can look these people up, as we're doing now, going through some of these actresses of the 80s. I mean, we didn't have that back there. We had the your teen, the girls at school had those teen book, teen movie books and things like magazines and type of thing, and your Cosmos. Sports Illustrated really wasn't even a big thing back then. It was sort of more the
Not in
90s,
Australia.
Sports Illustrated.
I think it was pretty big in the US. US readers, if you got a US listeners, I should say, if you've got a thought on that, let us know. Oncewascoolpodcast@gmail.com. Heather Locklear is another one. She seemed to
Yes.
be one of the prototypes coming out of out of the 80s, and sort of hasn't really gone too much more on than anything that I've really seen. Turned up in a couple of things here and there, but nothing too much. But was on TJ Hooker, which was a show we've talked about earlier on. It was another Aaron
Correct.
Spelling show, but it wasn't something we were greatly into. But Melrose Place, where she was the nasty, nasty one in that, and she was terrific.
With Heather Locklear as well,
What? That's who I'm talking about.
What? I know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, try and cover it up that way. And
But
then she
yeah,
married the Richie Sambora for a while.
she did.
Was she married to
And
Tommy Lee as well?
Tommy Lee, back way back
Before.
in the 80s. In the 80s, before I think she was married. I don't know if she was. I think she was before Pamela Anderson with Tommy Lee. I believe so. I don't
Don't
know either.
know.
Not but with Heather Locklear, now I've got to ask a question. Was she in Sharknado? One of the 80s.
No.
No, one of the 80s stars in Sharknado. And the only reason I say that is because,
It was
like
the
I
one out of
said,
American Pie.
no, I'm lost, mate.
What was Tara Reid was the girl
Oh,
in,
yeah.
but she wasn't an 80s. She was more an early 2000s. I think she's younger than we are.
That's not hard, mate. It's not hard. Some other big actresses, I suppose. You got the likes of, Sharon Stone. Everyone knows about the Sharon Stone scene in Basic Instinct. How many times is that? No.
No, you just said instinct. I didn't know what you meant to. It's
No,
just
instinct.
your hillbilly upbringing.
It's my hillbilly. It's my mountain. It's my Mountain Morganese, mate.
But probably Now, I guess that when you look at the teen dreams and the TV shows, and probably the one that speaks the 80s more than anything else, although she's been quite successful in the 2000s and probably more recently, and always been working, always had a pretty big range of work, and always had something going on, but unfortunately has fallen on harder times, and that's Christina Applegate. Remember her as Kelly Bundy?
Yes, certainly do. I think
She was
everyone does.
absolutely, I think everyone our age does. She was phenomenally good looking. Yes, and then I think she had breast cancer at one point. And of recent times, have you seen her recently?
No, sorry, I haven't.
She's got, I think she's got multiple sclerosis, and
Oh, that's it.
she's now pretty well, confined to either a wheelchair or walking with crutches. And all the medications and everything are taken are there. She looks very frail. She looks very, didn't look very well last time I saw her, which is a real shame because she looks very different to what she did. But she did a lot of different shows after Married with Children. And it's funny that even though she's done so many things, we still think of her as Kelly Bundy.
Yeah, that's I think that's related back to our age back then, because to us that was what everyone aspired to, have a girlfriend that looked like that but would never get. You know, she was absolutely drop dead gorgeous. I think every red-blooded man on the planet would have thought that.
And it's interesting that she did do so well, and she had so many different things, but she's really been a very good comedic actress as well.
Oh yeah, and that's where she did sort of fall out of, well, I don't remember seeing her through much after Married with Children, but in the last probably decade or two, she's had some really good movie
Films and TV
roles.
shows, and I guess on the Married with Children, I guess we have to remember
Peggy.
the yeah Peggy sorry, back to where we were, and that was Katie Siegel, and look, yet again remembered greatly as Peg Bundy. And did a great job in that. But she's been in some pretty iconic TV shows as well, and made a name for herself. In particular, I mean, I next saw her again on the,
Futurama.
well, Futurama, doing the voice of Leela, but also she did Eight Simple Rules for Dating My Teenage Daughter, which ran for a few series, and then John Ritter died in it. But that was, it's been one of the TV series that's been held up as one of the great undervalued comedies.
Valued.
And it was also the start of the one out of the Big Bang Theory, Kaylee Cuoco, or Cuoco, or however you would say her
Cuoco.
name. And she started off in that as well. But then she was also the mother in The Sons of
Sons.
Anarchy. So she's done quite a few things and turns up here and there as well. So it's a pretty good show. She turned up in Brooklyn Nine-Nine as well, I remember. So she, another one that we still remember for that 80s sort of character that she played, but she has been in quite a few things since.
When I first saw her in some of the things after Married with Children, it was sort of hard to sort of, picture
Divorce her from
that
it.
change. Yeah, it was because to me that was a fairly big part of us growing up. But she's in Sons. I think she did a great job in Sons. I think she was a great actress, and so are everyone that we've spoken of. And I think, a lot of these actresses have been able to work across multiple sort of movies and TV, and I'm sure a lot of, they do theatre as well, because they tend to, but I'm not a theatre person, so I don't know too much about that, so I won't say anything about that. But watching them on the small screen and the big screen is pretty good. And it's a bit like Christina Applegate. I love watching some of the movies she's done of over these last one or two decades. I can now separate her quite easily from her role back there, because I suppose that's part of us growing up as well. But like, to me, there's so many. I think there was more, a wider range of leading ladies through the 80s and 90s than what we have now. We don't tend to have, there seemed to be a broader amount during that time, but they were all equally as spectacular, if so to speak. You know, I can't actually say that, you know, there are a couple of at the moment, what's I can't even think of a name, because the Australian chick doing who did Barbie, and I can't even think of her name, and I should know. But like, she's done a lot of the those movies, mainstream movies at the moment.
Oh, she did the two Suicide Squads as Harley Quinn. I think there was a Harley Quinn movie as well, wasn't there?
Birds of Prey.
Oh,
So, you
okay.
know, yeah. So that's where, you know, looking at that's one person I could sort of put in that is in regular movies. And there are some of those action stars, you know, with the I can't even think tonight. You know, the Umbrella Corporation, what do you call those movies? Not Doom.
Umbrella
I can't.
Corporation.
Yeah. Raccoon City, all of those type of, I can remember the movies. It was based off a game.
Okay. Interesting.
So interesting that I can
This
remember
is
them.
this is going well.
This is an absolute horrific,
So I guess if we get into a few of the iconic
horrific.
ones, few of the iconic ones, who are
If
dead.
everyone turns off now, that'd be great.
Probably in your own best interest as well. But probably the dead ones now we'll get into, and probably the one that we all remember the most, well, one of the ones we remember most is Carrie Fisher.
Oh, yes.
Princess
Yes.
Leia,
Princess Leia.
was in the Blues Brothers as well.
Correct.
Good. I thought you'd have more to say about Princess Leia.
Oh, I've got lots to say about Princess Leia. I think Princess, what did I watch? I watched The Big Bang Theory not long ago, where I saw the episode where they went and knocked on Carrie Fisher's door. You know, and she was in that, and I thought, well, that's great, even seeing her in that.
Yeah, I mean, she sort of turned up, and I think that in that spoiler alert coming here, if you haven't seen the last Star Wars film that they did posthumously and sort of made her an AI generated thing, was I think they did her dirty in the way that they brought her into that and had her floating through spaces like a space ghost type thing. Came back to life in the void of space because the Force led her. So I don't know why every other Jedi that got jettisoned in that movie didn't get sent out, but
Well,
you
that's
know.
what I was thinking too, you know. So, yeah, I don't know
And
why.
I just notice up there, all your pops, all your little action figures you got. I notice that they haven't brought out a dead floating Leia, into that lineup.
No, they have not.
Someone will
They
buy it.
have not. Oh, I'm sure they will.
Yeah.
I'm sure they will. Yeah, not me though.
Yeah. Okay.
I
This is
didn't
go.
get to watch it.
This
This
is
is
a
horrendous.
belter. All right. Kirstie Alley is the next one.
Yeah, Kirstie Alley,
Died
great
last.
actress.
Died last year. Was
Yeah.
probably from the 80s. I remember her most in Cheers. She took over after Shelley Long left, and was in Cheers for about 6 years, six seasons.
Yep. Absolutely great actress in that. I loved her in that. But I think even better than that was her movies, Look Who's Talking and Look Who's Talking Now. Look Who's
Look, he's
Talking
talking
Too.
two and three.
Yeah.
The first one, yeah, absolutely. Not going to vote on the next two.
Yeah.
But you know, she had some TV shows as well, and she, you know, had been through some up and downs. But yeah, I always liked her. I always thought she was one of those sorts of people that you know, always if she was in it, you always had a fairly good chance of it being a reasonable show. Yep.
Correct. Correct. And I thought of the name of the other series I was thinking of, which is Resident Evil.
Oh, right. Okay. Sure. Fair enough. Fair enough. There you go. And the actress you were looking for was Margot Robbie as well.
Yeah,
Don't know if you
thanks.
remember there. Kelly Preston was another one with that John Travolta link there between
Yeah.
of course was John Travolta's wife and died in 2020 as well.
Yeah, which is
And to be
sad
perfectly,
these.
yeah, but to be perfectly honest, I probably knew her better as John Travolta's wife than I knew her in anything else.
Well, I have to admit that as well,
Yeah.
but what do you do?
Yeah.
From my point, yeah, I would absolutely agree.
All right. Another
And I
since.
said absolutely.
Yep, there you go. Another since past actress was Olivia Newton-John.
Yeah, greatest. Oh, I think a great Australian actress. Well, mostly well known for. Oh, she was okay. She was a good
I think she
actress,
was, but
and
what apart from Grease and Xanadu, I don't know
yeah.
what else she was more of a singer than anything else, but I don't know what else. We talked to her about one of these great Australian icons. And look, she certainly was iconic Australian, no doubt there. But as far as I think she should be remembered more as a singer than an actual actress.
Oh, I absolutely believe that too, and but you will never get her out of the the minute you say Olivia Newton-John, you just think of Grease. You don't really think. To me, it's the Grease and Xanadu, and the music in Xanadu, which is absolutely awesome.
And
So yeah.
I think that also goes for Whitney Houston. Like Whitney Houston
Correct.
had one absolute, ball terror of a film, but will be more remembered as a singer than for her acting prowess.
Yeah, and I think she was a better singer than actress. That's me personally, but
Well, I
I'm
think
sure
she
people
had
will disagree.
just her body of work. Well, I don't think so. I think she had a bigger body of work as
Singer.
a singer than she did an actress.
Yeah.
Good.
But
Man, you're hard work tonight.
I am hard work tonight.
What's going on? The lack of preparation's paid off. It's what happens when we switch topics at the just before our push record.
No, I think for me, I look at the female actresses. I think what we have now, the movies are different. They play different types of characters in the movies that we see now. I don't know. I think I'd come off. That's why I'm not saying too much, because I'll probably come off as misogynistic or something like that, which, yeah,
No.
hasn't stopped me before.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't deny your destiny, mate. All right, keep moving on then. We'll move back into the world of the living, although I don't know where she is nowadays. And that's Meg Ryan. Now, Meg Ryan had some huge movies and was in everything. And yeah, it was, I just, I don't know what she's done since then. She was in, certainly when we were in the younger stages of life where we were interested in, where we were courting our wives and actually, interested in what they were interested in. Used to go to these chick flicks,
Sleepless.
Sleepless in
Sleepless is.
Seattle. Yeah, she seemed to turn up into a lot of things.
Yeah, Overboard.
Yeah, no, that was Goldie Hawn.
No. Oh, Goldie Hawn, sorry. My
Different,
bad.
different, different, but same.
Same but
You've
different.
got Mail, French Kiss.
Yeah, a lot of those
Yeah.
romantic. Well, they which they're not rom-coms, they're just romantic movies, aren't they, really?
Yeah. But I haven't seen her for a long, long time. Yeah. Anyway, let's put the bullet in the head of this turkey of an
Yep.
episode and just finish up with one more and probably the last one I'm going to mention. And I really don't think that we can go any further when you talk about iconic females from the 1980s, and that's Molly Ringwald.
Yeah. Yes. There's not too many actresses. I think, again, Who,
You know,
if
the
you,
three big ones, 16 Candles,
yeah,
Breakfast Club, and Pretty in Pink. I'm sure
correct,
every person of our age, both male and female, has seen these
have
films at
watched
some
them.
time. And if you haven't, you know about it. And look, the other thing for her is that you know, you've got to give her credit because she was a ginger and a female who actually did well in Hollywood for a brief period of time.
Correct. That's where
You
I
know,
was heading.
yeah.
And she was
They obviously had to pay her less.
well, yeah, and have to didn't have to feed her as often as everyone
Yeah,
else.
that's right.
She was a woman of color, redheaded color.
I don't know if I can leave that in, but anyway, and did well and is iconic for that very reason, and people still talk about it today. But realistically, after those three films, has she really done that much? If you disagree, once was cool podcast at gmail.com, let us know. I'm sure Stacey'd be able to tell us all about it. So would Christelle. But you know, Molly Ringwald, when you come down to it and you talk about the 80s and you talk about iconic 80s films, I reckon if you ask anybody of our sort of age bracket, they'll either say Molly Ringwald or Meg Ryan. I don't know that you could go much more 80s than them.
No, I think that those Breakfast Club that group that from the Breakfast Club and all of
The
those
Brat Pack
movies,
or whatever they were
the
called,
Brat
yeah.
Pack, they are very there's some very iconic movies there, and they're all in those movies. So yeah, that was our sort of mid to late teens. So I suppose they were fairly impressionable on us.
That's exactly right. And I mean, there are others sort of around that we could mention as well. In particular, we can talk about Brooke Shields, or you know, who turned up in quite a few different things. We can talk about Farrah Fawcett, you know, another supermodel come actress. But yeah, it's you know, lots of them out there. Lots of names we still remember, and you know, but where are they now type thing. So it'd be good to hear. But speaking of that Brat Pack group, what's Emilio Estevez do these days, apart from being Charlie Sheen's brother, that I think has sort of distanced himself as much as he can from the mayhem of Charlie Sheen?
I honestly couldn't tell you. I don't know if he's couldn't even tell you if he's still breathing or not. That's how much I know.
I'm pretty sure
There's a
he
lot.
is.
I'm pretty sure he is too, but now he sort of dropped out of fashion a bit. He was quite into all of those movies, and then through the early 90s, and then he's dropped, like you said, dropped out, just poof, gone. Didn't even make a cameo on 2 and a Half Men.
Oh, funny that. Yes, well, Charlie Sheen did as well. It still went on for a couple of years after that.
Yeah, correct.
Good. All right.
Correct.
Well, if you've managed to make it to the end of this stinker of an episode, thanks very much for hanging in. We'll do better next time, I hope. I
Will
promise.
we?
Well, hopefully, but
It's my
unfortunately,
beard. It's my beard. I've lost all my goodness in my beard.
like Samson, you've lost your strength and your power of doing it. But thank you for listening. If you've got any comments, once was cool podcast at gmail.com, as I've mentioned a few times, let us know your thoughts. If you're going to refer a friend, we really do appreciate it. Probably don't refer him to this
Not this
episode,
one.
though. No, not
I'm
this one.
happy if this one doesn't go out.
Well, give them what they pay for, mate.
That's right.
Well, anyway, we've seen our numbers go up and, you know, ups and downs,
Good
of
way to
course.
end them.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. We wouldn't make this our farewell episode. We'd have to do something better than this. So, yeah, anyway, but thank you very
Now
much.
come
Thanks for
back to
listening.
us.
Thanks very much for listening. We will catch you later on. Thanks again.
Bye-bye.
Terrible.